From the building of community access points to the distribution of tablets in schools, it's clear that the government is intensely pursuing the upgrading of Jamaica's information and communications technology, ICT sector. And as more Jamaicans gain access to the World Wide Web, the need for greater protection becomes more evident. It's for this reason the government in January 2015 launched the National Cybersecurity Strategy. In an effort to safeguard Jamaicans from cybercriminal activities, the strategy aims to support the 2010 Cybercrimes Act by streamlining the necessary support to enforce the provisions of the legislation. Jamaica is not alone in this effort. Support for the strategy has been garnered through several partnerships, including the Organization of American States, the OAS.
The development of the strategy benefited from the technical support, as we've heard already, of the cybersecurity program of the OAS. And this effort was made possible thanks to the financial contributions of the governments of Canada, United Kingdom, and the United States of America.
Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Philip Paulwell. In 2014, the OAS, at the request of the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, deployed a team of experts to Jamaica to provide guidance on the development and implementation of cybersecurity support. This after the government detected an increase in cybercriminal activity.
In the recent past, a number of our state agencies' websites have been hacked, including the Office of the Director of Public Prosecution. Over the last 2 years, the Jamaica Constabulary Force has dealt with nearly 2,000 cybercrime cases annually, resulting in losses, real and potential, of millions of dollars.
Through the cybersecurity strategy, the government will be able to respond effectively to these and other incidents of unauthorized interceptions, unauthorized modification of computer programs and data, and unauthorized access to personal information. The National Cybersecurity Strategy has four key components. These are the setting up of a computer emergency response team, the appointment of a chief information officer, increased penalty for cybercrimes, data protection legislation, and public awareness.
No country is immune from cybercriminal activity. We have been engaged in a number of workshops and training courses to ensure that we have persons who are as up to date with the persons who are on the other side of the law. We are providing the training and the capacity building so that we have Jamaicans who have the capabilities to deal with these threats.
Minister of State in the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Julian Robinson. The establishment of the response team will ensure that the necessary preventative measures against cybercrimes, best practices and standards are applied and promoted in the public and private sectors.
We see this as so critical to the future of our country, to the existence of our web presence.
Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Philip Paulwell. In addition to the Computer Emergency Response Team, the government-appointed Chief Information Officer, the CIO, will see to the protection of sensitive data across government ministries.
In another couple weeks or so, we will identify a Chief Information Officer who will drive information technology within government. We need that CIO to drive common standards across government. So when we implement measures to safeguard all of government's ICT, the CIO will be the person who will drive that.
There will also be increased focus on cybercrimes by the police, who have established a cybercrimes division equipped with new machines and personnel. On recommendation of the Joint Select Committee of Parliament, appointed to review the Cybercrimes Act, the government increased fines for several offences under the legislation. The government will also implement public education campaigns to ensure Jamaicans understand the threat of cybercrimes and how to safeguard themselves.
We plan by the end of, I'd say, the first quarter to ensure that the new act is actually tabled and passed in Parliament.
Minister of State in the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Julian Robinson. With the implementation of the National Cybersecurity Strategy, the country's network infrastructure is sure to become more resilient to cyber threats, thereby advancing the healthy and efficient use of technology among Jamaicans.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.